The United States of America was built on freedom. Freedom is something we as Americans hold dear. Each July 4th, we as a nation celebrate the fact that we are free. I think we would all agree that being free is a blessing from God. Now, Jesus also talked about becoming free. In John 8, verse 32, Jesus said this, quote, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." What did Jesus mean when he says, "We will be set free"? First of all, we must keep in mind that Jesus was talking to people who recently began to believe in him. And he told them that if they held on to his teachings, if they became his disciples, they would be set free. But free from what? Today, I want to offer just two things that knowing Jesus frees us from. First of all, if we follow Jesus, we can be set free from fear. Many of us, all of us to some degree, fear being alone. However, if we are walking close to Jesus, we will never have to walk alone. With Jesus Christ as our Savior, as our High Priest, and as our friend, no matter what transpires in our lives, we will never be alone. We don't have to fear loneliness because we are never, ever alone. Family, friends, neighbors may reject us for some reason, but you don't have to be afraid because Jesus is still with us at all times, in all places, in all circumstances. His truth, his relationship with us has set us free from the fear of being alone. And having a relationship with Jesus also sets a Christian free from what other people may think of us. Having a relationship with Jesus, knowing the truth of Christ, allows us to have the strength to stand alone in our freedom, if needed. Having a relationship with Jesus gives us the strength to stand for what is right, regardless of what other people may say about us. The famous author H.G. Wells once commented that the voice of God should be stronger in our ears than the voice of neighbors and friends. Friends, following Jesus sets us free from many things, including loneliness, and worrying about what other people think of us. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for Jesus Christ, who is indeed the giver of all freedom. Amen.